2. Complete sacrificial atonement made on cross. He, Christ, planted the cross between heaven and earth, and when the Father beheld the sacrifice of his Son, he bowed before it in recognition of its perfection. "It is enough," he said. "The atonement is complete." Type met antitype in the death of Christ, the Lamb slain for the sins of the world. Our great High Priest has made the only sacrifice that is of any value in our salvation. When he offered himself on the cross, a perfect atonement was made for the sins of the people. We are now standing in the outer court, waiting and looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our great High Priest completed the sacrificial offering of himself when he suffered without the gate. Then a perfect atonement was made for the sins of the people. Jesus is our advocate, our High Priest, our intercessor. Our present position, therefore, is like that of the Israelites, standing in the outer court, waiting and looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The time had come for the universe of heaven to accept their King. Angels, cherubim, and seraphim would now stand in view of the cross. The Father accepts the Son. No language could convey the rejoicing of heaven or God's expression of satisfaction and delight in His only begotten Son as He saw the completion of the atonement. The Father demonstrates His infinite love for Christ, who paid our ransom with His blood, by receiving and welcoming Christ's friends as His friends. He is satisfied with the atonement made. He is glorified by the incarnation, the life, death, and mediation of His Son. The Father gave all honor to the Son, seating Him at His right hand, far above all principalities and power. He expressed His great joy and delight in receiving the crucified One and crowning Him with glory and honor. And all the favors He has shown to His Son in His acceptance of the great atonement are shown to His people. God loves them as He loves His Son. The seal of heaven has been affixed to Christ's atonement. His sacrifice is in every way satisfactory. The sacrifice of Christ is sufficient. He made a whole, efficacious offering to God. The human effort without the merit of Christ is worthless. March 24, 1896. As the sacrifice in our behalf was complete, so our restoration from the defilement of sin is to be complete. His death on the cross of Calvary was the climax of His humiliation. His work as a Redeemer is beyond finite conception. Only those who have died to self, whose lives are hid with Christ in God, can have any conception of the completeness of the offering made to save the fallen race.